Hello, I'm Andy Lehman, and welcome to this episode of Chewing the Fat. So, in this episode, I wanted to talk about the insidious message that a lot of these online motivational coaches, hustle bros, whatever you want to call them, these type of chaps and chapesses, these people who like to say this specific phrase. We all have the same 24 hours a day. And by that, what they're trying to say is that because we all do have the same 24 hours a day, which is actually factually correct as in far as time is concerned, we do all have 24 hours in a day. They basically just work on that one factor, which is completely wrong, completely harmful and damaging to lots of people. And they say that as a way to try and motivate people into, or belittle people into saying that we all have this 24 hours a day, and you are failing if you are not using more hours or, like other people. Firstly, comparison is incredibly dangerous. You'd never compare yourself to other people. You should only compare yourself to where you were yesterday, the day before that, or last week, last month, last year. You should only compare yourself because of. First of all, you don't actually know what other people, what the circumstances are for other people. So, for example, a mother of two who is a single mother of two who's trying to build an online business, they aren't going to have the same amount of time as someone who is basically a young single person living at home with the parents, where the parents are doing the food and the washing. All they've got to do is lock themselves away in their office bedroom for say 16, 18 hours a day, which is what Scott DeLonge, or the, I can't remember his full name, but the guy who did Viral Nova, which eventually sold for 100 million, he was able to lock himself away. So comparing yourself to someone like Scott is not going to be beneficial to you because obviously your circumstances are different. And going back to the 24-hour day motivational quote or damaging piece of it's like body shaming, it's time shaming, and it's absolutely wrong to say that because for start, one of the most important sayings in excuse me, one of the most important sayings I think in life is know thyself, and you have to know thyself, which basically means you know how you work, how your body works, and also that also means that you should know how other humans work. And the fact is, no two humans are exactly the same. Not only are people with different energy levels, but there are people who have serious conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome, which is known as ME more in England, fibromyalgia, and other issues which sap them of energy. And I know this from first-hand experience because I live with somebody who has chronic fatigue syndrome, ME, and fibromyalgia, and I see how much it robs a person of their life. And yes, they have the same 24 hours a day as I do, but I know full well that I have far more energy and I have no pain to deal with, so I'm able to do more. And that is not something that they should be made to feel guilty about. It's something that they have. And this is one of the things that these big gurus, these big people who talk about the motivation, seem to just think that's the one factor and that's it. That's what you should say. You've got 24 hours in a day. If you're not doing the same thing as I am or somebody else is, then you're not working hard enough. You're not putting enough hours in. It's not always that simple for people because with people with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME and stuff like that, there's this great way of looking at it, this great analogy, and that is if you think of energy as in money. So if you say with the average human, and we're talking about the majority of, let's say, well, there's 8 billion people on the planet, so let's say 5 billion of those have a certain energy level. So they're the average. So if we say that the average person has $100 to spend a day, then there are people with chronic fatigue syndrome who've probably got 30, 40, 50. It varies. And for some people with chronic fatigue syndrome, having a shower and washing their hair could actually knock them out for an hour or two. They can be incredibly painful. They have conditions where their bodies hurt, their arms hurt, their skin hurts. There's so many different variations. You cannot just say to somebody, you have 24 hours, like I do, you should be better. It is wrong to say things like that. And if you're someone who is hearing that a lot and you're struggling, then listen to me and accept the fact that I am saying to you that it's okay. you do things as best as you can, forget all them, focus on you, focus on today, focus on tomorrow, look where you was last year, look at where you're going next year, focus on that, forget other people, and don't compare yourself, because we can't. You know, and we know that human beings like sunshine, there's your skin, when the sun hits the skin, especially in Caucasian, I don't know if this is for every human being, but for certain human beings, when the sun hits your skin, you create, is it vitamin D or C? I can't remember which one it is now, but you create a vitamin. But there are those people who are born who, through no fault of their own, if they wanted to go out, as soon as they go out into the sun, their skin starts to blister and peel and burn because they have an allergic reaction to it. There's something biologically different to them. And you cannot just go around and say, well, I can stand out in the sunshine, so you should be able to. Because that kind of smacks of, I don't know if you've heard, I mean, you should have heard of the term of white privilege. That's the word. It completely went out of my mind then. So white privilege. White privilege is basically where a person who has never had to suffer racism tries to comment on racism by saying it doesn't exist because they've never experienced it. Well, you can't experience something if you're not in that particular sort of situation. And I liken this to sort of health privilege. There are people who have this abundance of energy, who have this abundance of health, they have this abundance of clarity, and they speak through their experience of life. We all speak through our experiences of life. The good person in the world is someone who knows that, they know that they speak through their experience, so they're able to stop and check and look at other people. There's those sayings, isn't there? You can't judge a man until you've walked a mile in their shoes, or you have to understand other people before you can actually start making comments. So it's like, it's easy for someone who can take cheese and milk to criticize someone with lactose intolerance. I have hay fever. I can go into the woods at certain times of the year, not a problem. Other times I'm sneezing and I'm all sort of itchy eyed and full of phlegm. It's because I have an allergy to certain pollens. I cannot be compared to another human who doesn't. And they cannot turn around and say to me that I should be able to go in the woods and I'll be okay, because I can't. They can't say that just because they are doesn't mean that I will. And I can remember when COVID was out, there was people talking about saying, well, I haven't caught COVID, so, you know, it's got to be a scam. And it's like, well, just because you haven't caught it or you had a mild reaction to COVID doesn't mean it didn't exist. That's a bit like me sort of saying, I mean, a lot of it was funny, is that they probably said that when they were living in towns which hadn't had a big outbreak. You know, London might have had a big outbreak and they're living in a small village and saying, well, I think COVID's a scam because I've not caught COVID. Well, you probably won't do. Probably because there's five people in your little hamlet village that you live in. None of them have gone out. You haven't been out for a fortnight. So how are you going to catch it? Your experience of COVID doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And it's the same thing as like people saying, well, I think gun violence in America, it's not a problem. It doesn't exist. Yes, but you're a 30-year-old man living in the middle of Scotland. I mean, you can't make such a thing because you haven't been involved in it. You can't experience it. Or, you know, if... yeah, it's just that some people have difficulty understanding that what experience in their life, what they've experienced, what they are doing or what they're capable of, doesn't mean it's exactly the same for somebody else. And that's why I don't like the saying, we all have the same 24 hours a day, because technically, in time, we do. It's a universal principle. It's a universal law. We do all have 24 hours, but we don't all have the same biological energies, or there are things that affect everyone differently. When she ran the country, Margaret Thatcher, when she was Prime Minister of Great Britain, it was said that she could run the country on 4 hours of sleep. Now, I know full well that if I were to have 4 hours of sleep, I would struggle to run the bath. I also remember watching a documentary many years ago of... basically, it was about multimillionaires and successful people here in the UK. And the guy who set up Carphone Warehouse, he had a big house. He had a nightclub, I believe, in the basement or whatever. And when he'd done a hard day's work he would then go down and party till silly clock in the morning, then get up and start all over again. He wasn't particularly young, if I remember rightly, but I mean, there's people who would struggle to do that. I need at least 8 hours sleep, and I don't even feel that great after 8 hours. Sometimes I can feel worse when I have longer or less. It's just who I am. And that's how he is. He has an abundance of energy, if I remember correctly. So trying to say that you all have the same 24 hours a day is wrong, because each and every one of us is different. It's, you're looking at life through your experience. And to say other people should be this, that, and the other because you are is just wrong. If you are someone who studies life and you then you understand someone's condition, and you might be able to make a comment on it from experience or knowledge, but you shouldn't really be expecting people to buckle, roll the sleeves up and buckle up for, you know, try and fit in as many hours as they can, because we've all got 24 hours a day, because people don't. It's as simple as that. And I think this is very damaging. I do remember once having, I sent an email out talking about this many, many years ago, and I got an email back from somebody thanking me for making them feel less of a failure because they were struggling to get the time in to work on their own project. And that has always stuck with me, because that is what it's making people feel like. Yes, we all have 24 hours in a day. It's a universal principle. It basically means jack shit, really, for most people. And it should be something that should be dropped, because as long as you're trying your best and you're doing your best, then fine. Yes, if you, the one of the best things you can do is take a notepad and a pen and sit down, work out how much time you do throughout the day, what you do on the week. So you spend 8 hours probably watching TV over the week. If you look and you think, I've got 8 hours spare, I could be spending those 8 hours or even 4 of those hours on my business, then that's fine. That's you doing your best with the time that you have. You're working out what is right for you. You don't need someone saying you've got 24 hours a day. If you're not doing enough, you're basically a failure, you're crap, or you won't succeed. That's not necessarily true. You're working with what you are doing, and every step closer towards your goal is always better than no steps whatsoever. Some people might be able to do 100 steps a day. If you can only do 5 steps a day, 10 steps a day, then so be it. But at least you're on your way, and you should not feel bad, and you should not need to be comparing yourself to other people in that same sort of in that same sort of vein or whatever. I mean, like I said, there are people who are lactose intolerant. There are people who are unable to take wheat. There's people who cannot take casein in cheese. There's people who are gluten intolerant, yeast intolerant. We all have our differences. And so we all have our own energy levels. And we all have things that, I mean, I know somebody who couldn't drink alcohol because it had such a detrimental effect on them. It could kill them, if I remember rightly. We are all different. Some people could, I did remember reading about, was it Ozzy Osbourne? Ozzy Osbourne has done more drugs and drink and damaging toxins that most people or many other people would have died from it. So scientists have figured out that there are some people who are more tolerant or able to take larger amounts of crap than other people. Now, I wouldn't want to try and be part of the experiment. I wouldn't want to take a load to see how far I can push it. But Ozzy Osbourne has taken loads, and they reckon that it's because he's tolerant to taking more chemicals like drink and drugs. You wouldn't want to be trying to, you wouldn't want Ozzy Osbourne to come around and say to you, oh, take this, you'll be fine, knowing full well that if you drink alcohol, it kills you. Because that's who you are and that's who he is. They're two completely different people. And it really winds me up when people use that. And so I don't know if me waffling on here has helped you in any way or not, but please do not allow yourself to get into that mindset where you are led to believe or you are told that you are not doing well, you are failing because we all have the same 24 hours a day. So obviously we can all do the same. And it's just absolute bullcrap. Each and every one of us is different. Each and every one of us has our own ways of dealing with things, and we have our own energy level. So yes, if you want to succeed, then you probably do need to sit down with a notepad and pen, figure out where you can find some more spare time. If that's what you need, if you need more spare time to work on something, if you're feeling frustrated, instead of comparing yourself to Mr. 20-year-old who's living in his mum's attic, working 19 hours a day on his website, she's delivering food to him, washing his clothes, bringing him drinks, all he needs to do is either sleep and go to the bathroom every now and again. Don't compare yourself to him. Compare yourself to who you are on who you were and where you're going to be. Look at what you're doing. Look at where you're spending most of your time. Look at where you're spending or wasting a lot of your time and figure out what you can do to improve the amount of work that you're doing. Look at where you are going wrong, if anything. You know, look at all the other things that you're doing in the week and try and see if you can plan your week better. There was a great saying somewhere that if you plan your day ahead, if you plan your day ahead, you basically are reducing the wastage by, I can't remember what there was now, was it 20 or 80% or something like, basically, you know, 20% of your time planning, 80% working. Whereas if you don't have a plan, you'll probably spend a lot of your time sat there head scratching, thinking, what do I need to do in this? Well, if you have a plan and you know what you're doing, you're actually going to be more efficient. And that's more important. Time, I'll say time management. I know that was Earl Nightingale says that you can't manage time, you could only manage tasks. And so basically what you need to do is figure out what you can do, when you can do it, which is a priority. And when you find out if you can find more time to work on those things and do that. But so basically this episode of Chewing the Fat is all really basically talking about not beating yourself up. I don't want you to beat yourself up. I don't want you to compare yourself to other people. I don't want you to feel inadequate compared to other people. I don't want you to beat up on yourself. The whole purpose of trying to change your life or building an online business, building any form of business, changing habits, is that you do it without comparing to other people. Focus on the habit, focus on what you're doing, focus on the results, focus on you first, and forget everybody else. Okay, so I'm going to bring this episode of Chewing the Fat to a close. It's just a short video, short talk about something that's been bugging me for years. I hate it. I really do hate it. I hate it when you're told you all have the same 24 hours a day. And yes, it is correct. Yes, it is scientific. It's a universe principle. It's a universal law. We all have 24 hours a day, but that's it. That's it. It's like we all breathe oxygen, but it really means nothing else beyond that. It robs people of, I think it stops people going forward. I think it stops people from progressing and getting the best, because sometimes when people say you've got 24 hours and you feel deflated because you don't think you're doing enough, then you quit. So, you know, just ignore that. Do what's best for you. And that's what this Chewing the Fat episode was about. I've gone on again. I'd just like to say thank you for listening. My name's Andy Lehman. If you'd like to join our newsletter, go to freedomskillsacademy.com/newsletter. You can join our newsletter there. And I shall speak to you again in the next episode. Thank you very much and goodbye.